This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. The weather is nice. It's New England. Get outdoors, visit different places. One of the places you should visit, it's on my list of things to do, the Shoreline Trolley Museum in East Haven, the oldest continually running suburban trolley line in the USA, a National Historic District and treasure of ours right here in Connecticut. And joining me this morning is John Proto, the executive director of said. John, thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Joey.
So the Shoreline Trolley Museum, people don't think of trolleys unless they're at lake compounds riding the trolley. Like we've discussed, the shortest trolley ride in New England, but that's one of yours. Trolleys have a very historic impact on the state.
Yeah, Joey, it's interesting that you said that. Connecticut was really the trolley Rolls-Royce line of the United States, with 782 miles of trolley track within the state of Connecticut, 256 miles in New Haven, and another 261 miles in Hartford. You could get anywhere in the state of Connecticut by trolley.
And that's, you know, it was simpler times back then, I guess you could say. You know, and you guys do a lot to keep that heritage and that tradition going down at the Shoreline Trolley Museum.
We do. So we are, as you said, we're the oldest continuously operated suburban street trolley line in the country. This line opened in 1900, July 31st to be exact, and it connected the city of New Haven with the shoreline. So it was really the first mass transit system in the state of Connecticut.
And that's something that, you know, a little state like Connecticut, we have a lot of history here. And you guys do a lot of that. You guys have the museum. And, you know, what are some of the things, if people are coming to visit the museum, that you want them to take away?
So really what people are taking away is, as you said, it was a simpler time. Things were slower, but people got to where they wanted to be. It was before the time of instant gratification. You needed to plan. If you wanted to go to the beach, if you wanted to go to an amusement park, if you wanted to go visit somebody, you planned the day. And you planned it days in advance. So it's not like, well, I'll just hop in the car and go. So, you know, there was a sense of being, a sense of romance with transportation back then, and a sense of excitement that there really isn't anymore.
No, and it's funny, we talk about that with my kids a lot, doing road trips. You know, unfortunately, the road trip has gone aside to... there's just something about going on road trips, something about going on trolleys, taking the views in, taking the scenery in, taking the ride that you're on in, and that doesn't happen anymore.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You want to get to where you want to be, and once you're there, you sort of wonder how you got there, and then it's time to go home.
Yeah. And you guys do a lot. I mean, we have to look at the purple trolley in the room. COVID, how has that impacted you guys during this pandemic?
So, you know, we've adjusted. We've really adjusted. Last year we opened in August. It was a couple of days a week, and we were at half capacity. We're still at limited capacity for people on the trolleys. And what we did was we opened every hour slots, and we were at online ticketing only. And I'm going to tell you, Joey, we were booked solid. People were just so happy to get out. We had our fall events. We had Pumpkin Patch, Haunted Isle, and Santa, again, at limited capacity. But what I noticed is people had slowed down a little bit. People were happy. And again, they just liked going out and doing something.
Hmm. Yeah, and that's one thing. I mean, I've noticed it. I talked to a few people, the trails, just people out hiking, relaxing, enjoying just being somewhere again.
Yes. You know, what's interesting is for the majority of our trolleys here, this isn't their first pandemic. The majority of our trolleys that are in service were in service back in 1918.
I never thought of that. That's true. That's awesome. I mean, it's scary, but awesome, you know, that they've survived the test of time, if you will.
And honestly, we have photographs of motormen that have masks on. And there's one picture that I particularly like. There's a motorman, he's got his hand out to somebody who is unmasked. And if you wanted to get on the trolley during the Spanish flu pandemic, you had to wear a mask. There were also signs out that you couldn't spit on the floor.
Oh, well, that should be, that's a given, I guess.
you could smoke, but you couldn't spit on the floor.
Wow. That's cool. I mean, you guys do a lot of events. Are you guys able to do, like, the birthday parties and stuff like that, field trips coming up for schools, or is that still TBD?
Yeah, no, we're starting to. We had booked some school field trips, and that's sort of up in the air right now. You know, there's... The schools and the camps are booking, and they may have to cancel. And, you know, we're working with them on that because we want everybody to feel safe. But the parties and the private events are really starting to pick up.
Well, that's excellent. You have an event coming up shortly that I was looking at, Museum in Motion.
Yeah, so that is actually, you know, we are far from a static museum. You know, when you think of what a museum is, you think of you go to an art gallery and you see pictures. We're not like that at all. Our biggest draw is that you step into the picture. So for 45 minutes, you're in that picture. You're on that trolley. You feel the gentle sway of the trolley. You hear the air compressors and the motors run. It's like you're stepping back into 1920. So our Museum in Motion is taking a lot of, in fact, 25 of our cars and actually making them available all day for photo ops. And then at 1 o'clock, there's a narrated parade. So there's a grandstand for photo ops, and it's not just trolleys. We've got work cars, so snow plows. We've got a 5-ton crane that's actually going to do a demo. We've got an emergency vehicle, as well as suburban and urban streetcars from New York and Connecticut. We also have, let's see, what do we have? What else do we have? Some rapid transit equipment and some elevated equipment from New York City that you normally wouldn't see operating.
So you touched on how many cars and how many, we'll say, exhibits do you have down there?
So we have 98 and a half cars, and I say that half
wow.
because we actually have a caboose. we have, you know, it's our collection is amazing. We've got pretty much, as far as Brooklyn is concerned, we've got one of the most extensive Brooklyn and Connecticut collections in the country. But we also have cars from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. We have a car from New Orleans. We have a lot of Canadian cars. So a couple of the things that are really, really cool in our collection, we have what's known to be the oldest drawn horse-drawn streetcar, and that ran in Central Park in the 1860s. We've got one of the sole survivors of the San Francisco earthquake, a cable car. We've got one of the two remaining Port Authority path cars, subway cars, that were found underneath the debris from 9/11 after the attack.
Wow.
And the car is in... one of the seven train car, and there were two cars that were left intact from the fall, from the towers falling, and that we have one of them.
That's amazing. Now, again, it's going to a different place, but I'm sure you can appreciate this. You know, you guys are a family place. You guys have kids come through, and it must be cool to see these kids and young adults witnessing, you know, the past. These trains and trolleys and exhibits, if you will, still need to be maintained and worked on. It's got to be pretty rewarding to have a little guy or a little gal come through and be like, I want to be able to do this when I'm older. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing a little spark inside these young people that they want to get back into stuff like this?
You know what I really like is I like when I see the spark in the kids that I had when I was 5 years old. I started coming here when I was five. And I just remember saying to my parents, I want to run a trolley car when I get older. So you know, when I see the spark in the kids' eyes, but what's really cool is, you know, I've been volunteering here. Before I went on staff, I was a volunteer for 20 years here. So what I really think is cool, when I see the kids that were little kids actually come back, and they come back to volunteer, You know, we do have some of the, they were just little kids. There's one volunteer operator that I have right now that was, I remember the first time I met him, it was probably 5 years old on his fifth birthday party. So that is really cool just to see the kids come back and want to volunteer. And, you know, they volunteer in different capacities. We've got about 70 active volunteers, and we could have any of a dozen projects going on at once. So whether or not somebody's involved with groundskeeping or restoring the trolleys or mechanically restoring the trolleys or operating the trolleys, acting as docents and tour guides, or even in the administrative or media side of things, it's really great to see the people that come here quite a bit to volunteer.
That's awesome. I love hearing things like that. I love that, you know, the youth wants to get involved in history. I mean, this is literally history in motion at the Shoreline Trolley Museum in East Haven. This is some awesome stuff. I appreciate you joining me this morning. Our guest, John Proto, the executive director of the Shoreline Trolley Museum in East Haven on River Street. For more information, you can visit the website shorelinetrolley.org. That's shorelinetrolley.org. You can look at all the things coming up, plan your events. There's an online store. You can buy some museum swag. There's nothing wrong with that. John, thank you for joining me this morning. This is History in Motion. This is why I started doing the show, why I continue to do this show here on WTIC. There's things like this in our tiny little hamlet state of Connecticut that are just gems, and this is one of them, the Shoreline Trolley Museum in East Haven. John, thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate it, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was fun.
So things like this in motion, remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.